Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you?
Yes.
Okay. You want to start or you want to wait?
We can start, I guess.
Okay. We're starting.
I'm curious to know about your class, though. I hope you tell us how it went.
Say again?
I said I'm all curious about your class. Did you have the Olivet class today?
Yes. Yes, it went well.
Oh, good. Now, let me know if you need anything else, you know.
I will.
Okay.
Good evening. Hello, Malka. Maybe they're driving. So, Pasuk 369 from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar, from Parsha Lech Lecha, section 34. We'll start with Olishem Yehud. Amar lo, vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. It went so well, you can see how where my head is. L'shem Yehud kutshab rechu ishkitei bidhilu urshimu udhilu udhilu urshimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bubavhe, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Amar lo la istirich de ha simana li beveta de ha den tach la de ka me arsa malina leya maya pena tif 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 begal gut leo ya Mamash, itraku kol ho maya, itgalgal haik kit pa, benahem v'ishtama, kala b'kol beta, ukdeinu palgut, leil ya mamash, v'chad sava hawali, Dahawa kam bekol b'hidalgut. Leil yad ishtadal b'oraita u'gineka. Avad hai. The translation. The landlord then said, "You do not need the cock. I have prepared a signal in the house that indicates midnight. The scales that are before my bed. For this purpose, I fill a vessel with water. The water drips out through a hole in the vessel so that it empties exactly at midnight. At that moment, one scale goes up while the other swings downward and roars. It makes noise as it falls, and the sound is heard throughout the house. The signal was created by an old man who once stayed with me and arose at exactly midnight to study Torah." My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. What do you think Rabbi Abba would say to this innovation? Questions? Comments, thoughts?
Well, I think he'd be pleased. But I was thinking, if we think we have it hard in today's world, that was, but you had a creative person to figure out what to do. So that was good. Hashem was making sure he made a way for him. No rooster, so.
The real question is, how would that really work?
I don't know. I was wondering how Rabbi Eishlag knew that there was had to have a hole in the vessel. I was trying to picture it. Sounds like something Tony would be able for me to take the truth. No.
Malka, would you like to say anything about this, or should I just go on?
I'm driving, so I may be cutting in and out.
Well, you didn't this time, but that's fine. As long as I know you're driving, I won't ask you.
Okay.
Page Pasuk 370. Amar Rabbi Abba Barish Rachamana Dishadrani Aka Befal Gut Leilya Nahem Hahu Galgala Dikitva Kamo Rabbi Abba The Ribi Yaakov Shema'u Lehahu Gavra Dahawa Yati Bishipule Beita Udrain Beno Imeya Wahawa Amarketiv Katsot Leila Akum Lehodot Lecha al mishpatei Tzikecha maika chama David ihu amar chatzot Leila vila bachatzot Leila ela vadai Lekutcha berichu amar haki Shalom. The translation, Rabbi Abba said, Blessed be Hashem the Merciful, who has sent me over here. At midnight, the scale made a noise as it swung down, waking Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yaakov. They heard their landlord, who was sitting in a corner of the house with his two sons, say, It is written, Midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And he asked, What did David see that caused him to say midnight instead of at midnight? And he replies, Most certainly he was referring to the Holy One, blessed be he, calling him midnight. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. King David is called Chatzot, meaning midnight, or the middle, the balance point. King David is the middle balance point between Adam and Mashiach. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I wasn't expecting it. To be a good word for the Holy One, though. That was kind of a shock. I thought it was going to be midnight, you know, sort of like an emphasis, using it as a personification. It is emphasis, but I just didn't expect it to be reference to Hashem. Is the last word in the Aramaic word for midnight, since the last word in the translation is midnight? Okay.
It's from Rabbi Ashlag, so it's not in the Aramaic.
Okay. Oh, because it's caps. I see that. Okay.
Okay, so I don't... But midnight is in both Hebrew and Aramaic is chatzot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says chatzot, Lila. So,
But I do want to
be missed. Mm-hmm. I see it now because it's repeated twice. Okay.
But I wanted to do a quick, because the verse is a verse that starts with a chet and ends with a kaf sofit, so it's one of my verses. And it is the verse that the art scroll says is appropriate for Chanot. You know how they picked that. So I want to look, because I have never seen that translation of the verse before.
Okay.
At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think also seeing Hashem linked with Elohim, you know, Hashem who Elohim is letting us see over and over, you know, that we've got mercy with judgment. And
well,
so I can understand him wanting to say, I will give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. You know.
But it's actually the traditional translation is because of your righteous ordinances.
Well, I think one time we took, in one of my classes, we took Psalm 119 and found all the different words that, you know, because when they came, they didn't know that Torah meant teaching as one of the definitions.
Right.
You know, they always think it's been translated as law, and they tend to have a negative connotation linked to it. And so by going through Psalm 119 and you've got ordinances, you've got judgments, you've got law, you've got teaching, you have all those
all the translations of Torah. It's
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Psalm 119 is actually, we once talked about, if you really want to heal, you need to go to Psalm 119 and then read the verses associated with each letter of your name.
Right. I have a good handout I made in 2:10 telling you how to use the Psalms in different ways. And then I was shocked because one of the verses you say is the very verse about tear up Satan. So I may send you that if you like it.
Of course, I would love to see it.
Okay. I did it, I think, in 2010, and when somebody's sick, I usually go through and copy and paste their letters for their name, but I include the information that I collected so that they know the different things that you can do, and I usually use my name as a sample. Of course, with them, I have to use English, but...
Understand. The one point I want to mention or stress is the understanding that Hashem's, one of his names is Midnight. And that, how do you arrive at that? How does that make sense to people? And it's recognizing that the Torah, especially the five books of Moses, but it's really including all of the Tanakh, is a name of Hashem. So, and every component of that, every word of that, is a name of Hashem. Not only is the whole Torah a name of Hashem, an attribute of Hashem, but each component word in the Torah is an attribute of Hashem. And that's something that, if you contemplate it, you will find it absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. I caught that glimpse way back with the word Emmet, you know.
Yes.
With the olive, the beginning, and the mem being the middle, and the tav being the end, and with the word truth, well, what is truth? I mean, if you're seeking, and you know, we were wrestling with who was the ultimate sovereign, and that was the simple answer. The Torah is truth. And so that solved it.
Baruch Hashem.
Verse 371. Kudshabarichu ishtaka desiata dileya ukdein hiyo chata diayel beginta deden leishtash aim sadikaya.
The translation, and he asked, is the Holy One blessed be he called so? And he answered, yes, because at midnight exactly, the Holy One, blessed be he, appears with his retinue and enters the Garden of Eden to delight with the righteous. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. How does Hashem know it is exactly Chatzot? Because his name is Chatzot. Questions, comments, thoughts.
There's so many instances where the action took place at midnight throughout the Tanakh. You know, if you look the word up in a concordance and see how many times it, I know I did that, but it was many, many years ago. And of course, at that time, I thought midnight was 12.
The variable minute, the variable hour. But the real question that you can ask from my comments, why does his name mean that he always knows when midnight is? Why does that attribute create the certainty?
Well, that's one of his characteristics, that he's all-knowing. Maybe he hears the cops, too. Maybe one of the heavens.
He created the roosters with that mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Listen, my mother raised chickens, so I know a lot about chickens and ducks, and you know, so.
Yeah, but did she slaughter them as well?
No, she used them for eggs and sold the eggs for you know, the money she got that she would give to different ones who needed help. That one person was their house burned down. And then she'd also, I know she taught a doctor how to raise, she had everything. She had peacocks, she had turkeys that chased me. And when I go out in the yard, Oh, gosh. But she grew up, you know, on a farm. And so that was what she liked doing. But she had an incubator. And, you know, I incubated eggs in my classroom. And same thing with the ducks. Daddy would bring the eggs when they were just a few days of hatching, and I'd put them in the incubator, and they would hatch, and then we'd take the ducks and with the kids outside, because the ducks won't fly if you don't let them follow a moving object. It's called imprinting. They won't fly. So we had to be the one to be the children just loved it. And, you know, so I was happy that I had all that experience with while she was living, you know.
The adults would love it, too, if they only realized that they have to be the impression for the ducklings or for the chicks.
Yes. It has to be done in 24 hours.
Understood. Shall I go on, or no? We're almost out of time, so let's call it a day.
Okay.
You have a good evening. Tonight's class at the 7 o'clock West Coast time is the Zohar class, and we'll do sleep out in the morning at 7 a.m.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Shalom.
Okay.